one, and I'll re-queue is, Mike, your commentary is appreciated, and you do paint a positive picture of the company's health, but from a share price point of view and from a financial perspective, from an analyst perspective, looking inward, it honestly looks like the organization has really deteriorated over the past several years and is facing an uncertain transition period with the model and a large risky acquisition. So I guess my question is, what are some of the business catalysts going forward, and how will those flow through to financials? And then lastly, Mike, I know some investors will be asking tomorrow, what the management plan going forward is post-acquisition. Can you give us several reasons why you're the right person to continue to lead Cadence into the acquisition and after? And I ask that with all due respect. Thank you.
Yeah, I suppose you can have whatever opinion you want to have. The technology is strong, and it has been over the time, and that's a bias that you can impugn on the thing. Customers have voted with their own confidence on that, whether it be the consolidating ones or the ones that you can't read about that have fueled the business growth over the last 4 years and will continue to grow, fuel it going forward. The confidence that we have in the combined continued consolidation of the marketplace is both historically rooted in other industries and certainly concentrated in ours. And I'm a technology guy. I'll give you my rationale. Take it for what it's worth. Most of the customers engage in heterogeneous solution sets. That means they use technology from all different kinds of people. When they do that, they have to figure out how to glue it together. When they do that, they spend money to do that. Experts, extra money, inefficiency in terms of building interface layers. A holistic solution supplied from Cadence makes that more efficient. Makes it more predictable, you get better results, like lower power when you use our low power flow. When you do that on a broader base, including increasingly more and more of some of the complementary components that are largely implicit in what Mentor Graphics has, we just make that whole system more efficient for them, and that's a beautiful thing as far as they're concerned. And you can go pulse them and ask them what they think. You just don't have to believe me. The business model, as far as I'm concerned, has always been one of discipline, at least in my participation of it. That's to try to show the value that we have. If we do, in some respects, we will be rewarded with value. I say that very carefully. And the relationships that we have, not with just the customers, but with the partners, are as strong or stronger than anybody else's in the industry, as far as I'm concerned. So those are the things that I think are interesting about it. I don't know that it's a risky acquisition. Use those words. Those are your words, not mine. I think it's extremely complementary technologies of technologists who love to do this because they love to see their solutions realized, and the broader base gives them a better way to do that. The cultural integration of those things is something that we become very good at. In 10 years of acquisitions, Cadence has integrated something like 36 companies. And the ones that have been done in recent history have been the most successful acquisitions in terms of retaining technical talent and demonstrating business results of any parallel in the industry. We study that. And we continue to grow the organization to be able to show muscle and being able to do that efficiently and coherently with the integrating people as well as the people who exist in the company. So that's the way that we do it. We try hard to hit every projection that we do, and we try leaders lead, and we try to be upfront with why we think the environment continues to evolve and be predictive about it. That's our MO, and that's why we're going to continue to do it.
And Terrence, beyond the technology combination or the strength in the combination for technology, of course there's a financial aspect to this as well, and I'm going to focus on cash flow. As I mentioned earlier in my prepared remarks, we'll generate $250 million of cash flow in 2009. That's standalone as the business comes together. And given the synergies that we've talked about on the June 16th call where net it's $50 million worth of income benefit. I think when we put the combination together, and it's our hope that we'll sit down with Mentor in a negotiated transaction, we'll do some due diligence, maybe we can unlock even more synergies, we'll see. But, as software companies come together, very strong cash flow generation. It's a huge positive.
And I'm sorry to chime in again, but the last facet of my question was with regard to management. And Mike, what are you going to do over the next 4, 6, 8 quarters to really rebuild confidence of the investor base in management and to really get the business reaccelerating again? Thank you.
We generated hundreds of millions of dollars of positive cash in the last years, and as Kevin said, we'll measure the business on cash. The conservation of the technology to both work inside and outside the company is landmark good. It's a industry dynamic. The industry dynamic in the semiconductors has changed a lot. Take it from somebody who's been in it a long, long time, and we aim to be a leading player, if not the leading player, in this for a long time. We structure the business to win in the long term. I think we have the best team of the peer group in the industry, and we're rewarded with that confidence by many customers. That's good enough for me. And I hope as we demonstrate the financials that Kevin talked about, that it will also be encouraging for people who want to invest with us in the company.
I appreciate it, and best of luck, guys.
Thank you. Next question, please.